Welcome to Matchnight Live Preview. I'm your host, Dermot Liddy. Tonight, I have my guests from the Matchnight Live team, Colin Green, from the Derry Journal, Mr. Kevin McLaughlin, and our brilliant commentator, Mr. D. Curran, from the Matchnight Live team as well. So, folks, you are very, very welcome indeed to the first show of the season. I'm going to start with you, Colin. Give us your thoughts on the season ahead.
I'm looking forward to it, Dermot. The best thing, I think, or the warmest thing we can welcome back this year is the return to the Brandywell. I know people are a lot sceptical about the 4G pitch that's been laid at the moment and about matches and when they're actually going to start. But for me, it was a long off-season, probably longer than what we spent last year in McGinn Park. But thankfully for, like, Bun Crane Hearts for letting us access the pitch last year, we were able to play our football more or less locally. But for me, the return to Brandy was going to be the biggest sort of thing that it's getting used to again now.
Indeed it is. Colin, over to you. Same sentiments, it's always good to go back home.
It's always good to go back home, and I'm looking forward to eventually getting back home. You know, we've talked about getting down to Bun Crane and how well welcome the club was and the supporters was, but you do miss the closer proximity of our own stadium, and also having the ability for some of the casuals to take a walk just down the street and actually get to the matches. But in terms of on the field, it's going to be one of those seasons that, again, in close season, I have no idea how it's going to go. We've had that many ins and a few key outs. Whenever we're talking about the likes of Aaron Barry, Barry McNamee, that it's hard to look at that team now and try and work out what's going to happen. The one thing I will say is it's definitely going to be eventful.
Well, indeed, it always is eventful when we are talking about Derry City. Kevin, over to you. You have your finger on the pulse when you're running around the training camp and talking to the managers and the players. What is your feeling being on the pre-season, and how does it augur for the season ahead for Derry?
Well, like every pre-season, fortunately, there's a bit of frustration. You're always, you know, with the pitches and trying to get things worked out. And obviously now, as the boys are saying, they're getting under the new Brandywell. They're having to get used to the 3G surface and going here, there and everywhere to get that. So they've been playing in Brook Park. A lot of boys have had flu. A lot of players have picked up injuries. So it's probably not the best pre-season, but we have this every year. We have the same problem with getting pitches. We fast forward 12 months. You're in the Brandywell. You know the Brandywell's there. Pre-season should go a lot more smoothly and you'll have more games there. But look here, every season we're always the same. Let's get it going now, and that's what everybody's in the same boat. Players, management staff, supporters, we're all looking forward to it.
Well, for well over a year, we know that we've been playing at McGinn Park and the Brandywell's been under refurbishment, and all that has been lamented and bashed around. Let's move on. Let's look at the new beginnings. Damien, what about the new signings? Have you seen any, or has anybody caught your eye so soon?
To be honest, as soon as the signings were being announced, Dermot, I had actually, yeah, I can't believe you Damien me, but every time a signing is made, I go on and I look at the stats in the previous clubs, and David Hopkirk was one that definitely jumped out because of his underlying stats. During his time in Scotland, before he went to Dunfermline, he had two spells at Annan, and he has a fantastic record in terms of goals scored. He had 28 with them, 18 he created. Then in Dunfermline, after a high transfer, I don't know if he settled into the squad that well, but still put on quite a few good performances at the end of the last season with Dunfermline, and I reckon he could be a good player to come in the Oswell, or he's the supporting striker, or maybe out towards the right-hand side.
Colin, your thoughts on Nicky Lowe rejoining us again?
I was glad to see Nicky Lowe returning, because he was a class act last year. He was central to what was happening in the middle of the field. Everything sort of seemed to go through him at the time. But the uncertainty, I think, because of all these signings this year, we haven't really seen a fluid sort of starting 11 at the moment. So although that's the manager's job to see. And, you know, you're saying there about all these new signings. Myself and Dee were having a conversation about when we're first doing our commentary, we'll have to get used to new faces. So it's getting used to faces and players' names as well, too, and their position on the park. But again, we'll leave that up to Kenny Shields to decide.
Indeed. Kevin, you've been at a few of the pre-season. Go and give us your take on a couple of what you've seen so far.
Well, it's up at the game was up at Myola Park, where they played the Northern Ireland Junior Select. They won 7 that night. John Coffey scored, looked sharp up front, took the goal really well, rounded the keeper, finished it well. McEnough was central, as he was a lot last year, scored a couple of good goals. But the boys that really stood out in that game from new signings perspective was young McDonough, Jamie McDonough, who's normally a right winger. He played at Sligo as a right winger, but he played right back that night because injuries and whatever else. But he loved getting forward. He always wanted the ball whipping on crosses. And young Ronan Hill, Rory Hill's younger brother, he's on loan from Birmingham. He looked very sharp. He scored two. He hit one about 20 yards, hit the post. He looks like one of them strikers that we've been crying out for in the box and hitting things early and taking shots. So there'll be no more of this, we're trying to walk it in. He'll hit it and he'll hit the shots, and that's exactly what you want, like.
And Gavin Pearce joining us. Dee, your thoughts on that?
Gavin Pearce was brought in to bring much needed experience and stability to the club. Of course, his decision making was probably one of the key things that has made him a league winner and a top player within the league. But we are hearing, obviously, that he has got some sort of injury going into the season. But so it's still to be seen whether he'll start the season or how far into the season he'll actually come in.
Well, thanks, fellas, for your thoughts on those issues so far. We're just going to have a wee listen to what the gaffer has had to say. He's been talking to our match reporter, Peggy Cook.
Well, Kenny, the season is fast approaching. How has pre-season been going so far for you?
It's been very difficult. I want to be positive, but it has been very, very difficult. The flu epidemic that hit the nation has affected us. We've had seven out. In different times, over a three-week period, we've had seven players down with the flu. We've had quite a few injured, more than that even. It hampered our continuity. It stopped us from... the weather, when you put the weather on top of that, and lack of game time has killed us, honestly. And there was two little periods of snowy and icy and stuff like that, and then there was periods of prolonged rain and then frost, and the only downside of the summer football is the pre-season. And you might say it's the same for everybody, but our competitors are in Spain and Portugal and places like that on trips, playing and having a good climate to train in. But you know, these are challenges that sent to test us, and I don't want to be negative, but I have to be honest and say that we could be in a better place. We're not just quite ready, but let's just get ready for Waterford and see how close we can get to them.
Of course, as you said, you know, it's all changed. This year, you're changing to playing on a 3G pitch at the Brandywell. Of course, how's training been going for your players on 3G during the close season now?
We haven't had big spaces to train on. We've got Brook Park here, which is a six-a-side pitch. We need to get into big spaces, because you could see when we went to play a practice game against Drogheda, we were off the pace, because it's a bigger bigger pitches to work on. And we had a good performance in the middle of the week then. And we're not training for now. We're training for the season. It's probably coming a little bit early for us, if I'm honest, which I always try to be. The problem we have is getting that match fitness. Last year we got away with it. It was quite a mild January, and it put us in really good shape. We got a trip to Holland, and we played three games in Dublin. Even the trip to Dublin was good, but it wasn't as good because we had to lose a game because of injuries. So I have to take a look. Maybe I've worked them too hard, but from a positive perspective, we've got good technical players, and we can't wait to get on the Brandywell to see how we can prepare and perform on that.
Of course, you said you have good technical players. You've brought a lot of new players to the Brandywell. It's a new-look team. How have them players been settling in for you?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because all the more reason to create cohesion in the team and understanding and blending the team in. We need to do it more and more, and if you have players out, you can't do that, obviously. So there's a blending in period which we're not nearly ready at yet. You know, we're not ready, but we're going to give everything we have, so our endeavour and our spirit will help, hopefully, paper over that. But there has to be an understanding of each other and how we bond and play together. So there's a lot of work to be done on that. We're in today, tomorrow, Friday, practice game Saturday, Sunday recovery, Monday back in next week. So it's creeping in on us very, very quickly.
Of course, one player in particular who has returned to the Brandywell played a big part last year in your squad. and Nicky Lowe. How important was it to get that deed over the line for you?
Yeah, Nicky loves the game. You can see it, and he wants to play all the time. He wants to get on the ball. He wants to pass. He wants to move. He wants to tackle. He's refreshing, and he's helpful to us in a big way on and off the pitch. So I'm very hopeful that we can help him to, and he helps us to do well this season.
Of course, going into the season, have you any doubts on any players who will not be ready, maybe injured or anything? You've a week away. Is there anybody a doubt for the start of the season?
Well, there's people out. David Hopkirk has hardly trained. He's pulled a groin injury in the first session. Nathan Boyle is just not back yet. He's had the flu. He's had a really bad bout of the flu. We're hoping to have him back in full training before the end of the week. And we've had all our problems as well with players ill and injured. And I'm trying to think here as we speak who's not able. Conor McDermott's out. We don't know how long for. Gavin Pearce is out. It's going to be out for a considerable period of time. We have got a lot of players out, injured. There's four that are long-term injuries. But, you know, that's why you have a bigger squad to try and deal with that.
Of course, Van Harp's up next, pre-season. Do you hope they maybe put most of your first team choice out on that game?
It's impossible to say. Impossible to say. We don't know.
That was Paddy Cook talking to the gaffer Kenny Shields. Colin, I'm going to come to you. A bit of negativity there from the boss. How did you find that?
It doesn't bode well listening to him because I was just listening to what he was saying. It was on about the weather for start. It's Ireland. You know, it's not the south of Spain. You know, we're going to be warm weather all the time. You're going to get this. He talked about the same sort of thing last year. All right, I can understand he was on about the lack of matches as well too. And this is getting back to the fluidity I was saying about getting he's a starting 11 together and getting them to play with one another. And he's talking about people being out with flu, people being out with groin injuries. It's, you know, that, to me, I'm trying to feel positive about the year ahead, but listening to Kenny at the moment, it doesn't sound as if he's really prepared. You know, he's still preparing, he's still in prepare mode, and I don't think that we have enough at the minute to sort of make us feel, yes, we're going to hit the ground running, so to speak, this season.
Well, just like he said, Colin, he said that last year, and we got off the flyer. Is this a bit of deflection in that he doesn't want the Derry fans expecting too much, or does he just want to play it down, or are these real genuine concerns a manager has?
Well, hopefully he repeats what he done last year, because, you know, when we finished third in the season, people were sort of putting us at mid-table. But I think this season, Kenny, he needs to step up the plate, and I think Derry need to be challenging either at the top end of the table or a League Cup final or an FAA Cup final, because, you know, that's what supporters want. You're judged on silverware. He hasn't won anything since he's come to the club. I think he really needs to step forward now and say, we're going to be challenging on all fronts this season, and hopefully we'll bring a bit of silverware at the end of it.
Well, you've heard the interview. For you, would it be negative, or do you think he's playing it down?
Oh, it's mega negative. It's actually put me in bad form, to be honest, if I'm being a bit honest. But as we have seen in the past, you know, Kenny likes to play a bit of mind games. It could be setting up everybody for the fall. It's a difficult first game. You know, Waterford, you know, they're coming up into the league for the first time in a number of years. There's going to be a big buzz around that town. There's going to be a lot of casual supporters going on there looking to see the big occasion. Derry City won't be taking a large support with them because of the distance that supporters have to travel. They have to get out of work on a Friday morning, not even a Friday afternoon. They start travelling down there. So, and for the 12th man, they're a bit short. There's going to be this buzz. The players have to prepare themselves for that. It could be just tempering expectations, as Colin has said already. I'm hoping that is the case, but I'm sure that, and I know he's saying there that the team isn't just ready right now. He has blamed the weather. Of course, as again, it has been mentioned, it is Ireland. We've seen this the last couple of years. The club has had plenty of time to prepare for close season and pre-season. They get the players in, get them ready for the new season ahead. But whenever that team does start to click, I'm sure whenever they do, it'll be a good run. And any ground that's lost, we can catch up on. But hopefully it's not too late.
I echo that. Kevin, There's always positives, even when people are totally negative. Waterford up, first game away. We have the Fan Harps pre-season game before that. Do you think we'll be ready? What's your thoughts on looking forward? The season hasn't started, and of course Kenny's saying that, but when it does start, what are you expecting?
Well, his team sort of, every first game of the season, no matter if you're home or away, everybody's got the expectation levels up. The players are all looking forward to it, fans are looking forward to it. Dee's right talking about, you know, Waterford, they're going to have Big Aganati coming at you, and they're going to have their first game there, the place will be buzzing. But it's going to be the same for the Derry players. You know, once the season starts, you just can't wait to play. It doesn't matter if you're home or away. Derry, yes, will be away. That game is going to be difficult. But what a way, if you kick off your season, you get 3 points down there. That kicks everything off brilliantly. Then you then just get the end the return to the brandy one, and the vibes there then. So, no, look, we have to have a bit of positive, and I can't wait for the season to start.
Dee, surely Derry have a very young squad, and as Kevin just said, surely the first game of the season, everybody should be up for it. Management, players, spectators, everybody.
Everybody should be up for it, but you are going into a cauldron against a crowd of supporters that are seeing this as an event. Waterford supporters are seeing this as a great celebration, a night to welcome a team back on the Premier Division after a huge investment, after a couple of years in the First Division, fighting their way to try and get in there. Now at the end, they are in there. We're fighting against, imagine us being the party poopers and them as being the party goers. We've got to try and keep that noise down that's being made by our noisy neighbours and make sure that we can get control of the situation and hopefully come out victorious as well. It's a hard task, no matter what age you are.
Colin, can Derry realistically challenge Dundalk and Cork?
No. Just being honest, Dermot, I think that they've got the best squads in the league at the moment. It is going to be a tussle again between the two of them to see who takes the crown this year. But, you know, we shouldn't be sitting back and saying, let's hope for third every season and just try and get into Europe. You know, it's just, it's like throwing coppers to, you know, a tramp on the street sort of thing. Like, we should be trying to build a team. We've become a conveyor belt in recent seasons for young players. They progress to the lower leagues in England and Scotland. But it's trying to hold on to those players and trying to sort of, you know, maintain a squad that you can sort of build from year to year and give back to the people. And, you know, they'll be challenging at the right end of the table rather than for third or fourth.
As well, you know, we'll be bringing you the match from Waterford next week. Join the Match Night Live team, who will bring you live commentary. Every goal, every card, every referee slip-up, anything that you can imagine that'll happen, our team will bring it live. So I'm going to put my guests on the spot right now, and I'm going to start with the one and only Derry Journal Supremo, Kevin McLaughlin, whose predictions every week for your Derry City trebles and stuff never come true. So Kevin, tell us, what's your thoughts on Derry City's season? Give us a prediction of what way it'll turn out for them.
Look, I think because we've lost quite a few experienced League of Ireland players, with the likes of Aaron Barry and Barry McNamee, and we've brought so many players in, we're, as Colin D's been saying, we're rebuilding again. And I don't want to be the sort of doom and gloom, but if I'm given further fourth now and a cup run, I'm biting your hand off, to be brutally honest with you. I just think we've so many players that we have to sort of bed in and hit the ground running. Yes, we're back at the Brandywell, but that's a whole new experience to the players too, back at the Brandywell. You know, the 3G surface is going to be different for them too. So look, I'll be quite happy. I would say it'll be between Cork and Dundalk again, challenging. Then it's between ourselves, Bows, Rovers, St Pat's to finish in that further four spot. So if we're in around there and a cup run, I'll be happy enough for that.
Dee, what do you think? Can we do a Leicester City and surprise everybody?
Four for fifth and no silverware.
Well, that sounds very upbeat. I must go to the man who may bring me a better prediction, but he's going to tell me from his heart and not his brain, I hope. Colin?
The heart says a good cup run, like Kevin. We'll just echo what Kevin would say. But the head says, I would agree with Dee. I think we're going to finish fourth this year. Hopefully third, but I can't see it. But I would love, you know, I would love to finish third. I would dearly love to finish top. But I can never see us challenging for top position within the next 2 or 3 years because we can't hold on to players. As I said earlier, we've become a conveyor belt. So my prediction for the season is third and a League Cup.
To be fair, Dermot, though, we are quite optimistic because we've already booked our hotel for the Cup final.
Right, Dermot, can we have your prediction for the season?
Well, my prediction is that I will be joining you in the hotel on the 4th of November, and if that doesn't happen, I'll be going to listen to Bono. And I do a wee bit more optimistic that I think that Kenny Shields does bring certain talents to the game that we haven't seen, and he's seen them. So I'm predicting a wee third place. Okay, big massive thank you to my three guests tonight, Mr. Colin Green and Mr. D. Curran from the Match Night live commentary team, and the Supremo from the Derry Journal stroke Londonderry Sentinel, Mr. Kevin McLaughlin. Thanks, guys, for your views, your predictions, and your thoughts on the season ahead. It's been a laugh, it's been entertaining, and I've got some insight. So thank you guys very much. Join the Match Night Live preview team every week, coming to you from Drive 105 FM.